Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
So I made the comment that there's a lot of Albertans that are relatively centrist in their political views, in my humble opinion. Brendan, we're going to have some fun here. This just shows you how the world works. So you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. These are literally back-to-back texts. Al says, Bob, Danielle's not right of center. You've all moved so far left, you make centrists look like extremists, i.e. typical liberals. Laugh out loud. Bob, you are not the next texter from Edmonton text. You are not center on the political spectrum. You are right of center, not quite hillbilly right. There you go. Danielle Smith will not be the premier of the province. You heard it here first. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. And Craig says, Bob, you're right about people that are quick to convict if it matches their ideology. People like your caller don't want conversation. They just want to give a lecture. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, I'm loving Holloway, says this individual on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, but do you think we should be hesitant of excitement for him solely because of his injury history? Well, it was one specific injury, his arrest, and it's concerning. It is. I think we should be pretty excited about how he's tracking through the first six games. All right, we're going to go into NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. Your local branded merchandising specialist, head to elitepromomarketing.com. And here is Brendan Escott.
Somehow, some way, Matt Barzal is now a 9-1, I don't even know what that is, $9.15 million cap hit moving forward here after this season. 25-year-old securing the bag today, an 8-year contract extension with Long Island. Yeah, a little north of nine. Per year. Cam Talbot is expected to miss 5 to 7 weeks. He's got an upper body injury. That's tough for Ottawa. Boston's Taylor Hall, another former Oiler, listed as week-to-week with an upper body issue of his own. Blues defenseman Scott Perunovic, he'll miss at least 6 months following shoulder surgeries. Their second-round pick from 2015. Oil Kings embarking on a 5-game U.S. division road trip this week. Starts Friday night in Spokane. Saturday they're in Kennewick to play Tri-City, and then Tuesday a date with the Portland Winterhawks, and the Golden Bears hosting the McEwen University Griffins in Canada West action this Friday night at the Claire Drake, and then Saturday they'll flip it around and Downtown Community Arena will play host.
Should I stay in the top 10 committee for the 20th consecutive year for that? What do you think?
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
It's a milestone.
Royal Pizza, Pizza Past, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu to list their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca. The Stauffer recommendation at royalpizza.ca. Download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store is the Mediterranean Chicken. Brendan is a big fan of the Texan. Reed Wilkins likes the meat lovers. Royal Pizza, 15 locations in Edmonton, 4 in Calgary. Everything's real at Royal. As promised. So today, You Be the GM was the phone-in segment. Oilers assistant general manager, Bill Scott. He does some very unique things for the club. He is our Oilers Now headliner, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It must just be the best you've ever tasted. It's not just, it is the best you've ever tasted. Not, it might just be, it is the best you've ever tasted, now with 3 locations to service you. Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. Full disclosure, because we're upfront and honest, Bill Scott is on a team retreat currently in British Columbia. We caught up with him before last night's game. Let's get to that conversation.
Bill, we appreciate you doing this prior to you taking off and joining the team on a retreat. I guess since it's been a few years since we had you on Oilers Now, maybe just a refresher course is how you got to Edmonton in the first place. What were the steps in your journey along the way?
You know, I've been really fortunate in my journey to meet a lot of good people and work for a lot of good people. You know, when I was a young guy, I knew I wasn't going to be a pro hockey player. So I said, how can I get to the NHL? What can I do in college and from a work standpoint to try and build my way up with a good resume? And so I went to Michigan State University. I was a student manager for the hockey team, added that to my resume. Parlayed that into an internship with the Hockey Operations Group in Nashville. David Poyle, Ray Shiro, Paul Fenton, a great group there at the time. That led me to a job in the ECHL in their league office. And then from there went to the American League office, doing a lot of administrative, a lot of hockey operations stuff, supervising hockey games from an officiating standpoint, building schedules, taking care of all of our central registry things. And then I said, I want to get back on the team side of things. You want to win. You want to feel the highs and the lows. And I was fortunate enough to get hired by the Edmonton Oilers to be the general manager in Oklahoma City. We had a great run there in Oklahoma City from 2010 for me until 2014. Two conference finals, playoffs every year. We had a great group there, great staff, Todd Nelson, Rocky Thompson, Jerry Fleming. And then Craig McTavish hired me to be the assistant general manager up here in Edmonton and handle contracts, salary cap, a lot of stuff still with our minor league operation, and a lot of the administrative and day-to-day stuff.
How has it changed for you over, was it 14 that you came up initially from Oklahoma City? How's the role changed and evolved for you?
Yeah, you know what? It's been different for each general manager that I've been with. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of turnover there, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to stay on with the organization. But, you know, Craig McTavish, Peter Chiarelli, and now Ken Holland. So my duties generally have stayed the same over that time. You know, different general managers have had me tweak my position in different ways, whether it's being scouting on the road with the team more or less, more negotiations, less negotiations, things like that. But I think the landscape in the league is really, really since COVID has hit, that's where we've seen the greatest change in the league from my position standpoint, with just trying to plan out contracts and rosters and everything moving forward without this cap going up. It's been difficult. And I think where in the past you've really tried to, I think you saw a lot of long-term deals in the past around the league. And over the past couple of years, because of the flat cap, you're seeing some pretty short deals get signed. And everyone's just kind of waiting for that cap to move up as soon as possible.
Though you might not necessarily be 100% day-to-day involved in this, or maybe you are, in terms of analytics and video, has that become a greater part of the equation? You know, every organization, like the Leafs, have like 10 different people involved in it, maybe 8 or 9 after what I read today. But how much has that changed as well?
Yeah, you know, when I first came up, we were kind of one of the first teams in on analytics. Tyler Dello worked here. We had another company, local group, that was doing a lot of great work for us, really cutting edge stuff. You know, that relationship changed and evolved, and we've done some different things since then. But I can tell you, from my standpoint and right now, you know, analytics is used. It's used by our coaching staff, our amateur staff, our pro staff, in all the decisions that we make. So while we don't publicize it a lot, it is a part of every decision that we make. And we think it's a critical piece. It's not the only piece, but it is an important piece in the game today, especially with all the data that we're able to get.
We're joined by Bill Scott, Assistant General Manager, Hockey Operations here in Oilers Now. So I guess the $82.5 million question is, how does this team get, and we are a week out, and some things could happen between now and then. I think in a perfect world, and maybe you can educate our listeners on this, you probably want to have both Dylan Holloway and Philip Roberg because of how the bonuses work if they are not on that roster when you have to get it cap compliant. How, you know, obviously you've thought about this a lot given the fact that the Oilers, it's well documented, the position they're in cap-wise.
Yeah, you know, it all goes into our planning, and we do that, again, years in advance, and then you're planning day by day and week by week. But we're in a position now where certainly everybody knows it's well documented. We're going to be a team that's in LTI between Oscar Klefbom and Mike Smith to start the year. So as a result of that, as you alluded to with Holloway and Broberg, certainly from a cap standpoint, it's usually imperative to have those type of players on your roster to start because their bonuses kind of slide to the side. And if they happen to go down and back up during the year, their bonuses are already accounted for. If a player like Philip Broberg is not on the opening day roster, then his bonuses would count at full value when he comes up. And being an LTI, it would mean a cap hit of over $1 million, which is difficult to do in our situation. So certainly we're going to do things to keep ourselves flexible during the year and try and be able to afford as many players as possible in our roster. But it's fluid and it's day by day, and we'll see what happens over the next week.
Is it out of the realm of possibility that you maybe need to be at 21 players to start and then work from there?
I'm not going to tell you exactly how many players are going to be at, but I think our situation is well documented out there. We have a lot of GMs out there listening to the show and everything else, and obviously there's some great websites out there as well that document that for everybody. So I think everybody out there can do the math, and there's going to be some difficult decisions to be made if everything stays as is.
Do you think the organization's at a different place maybe now than it was in 2014?
Absolutely. I think we've come a long way. We talked for years and years, obviously, we talked about growth and the youth movement and everything like that. And I think what you're seeing now is our, the Connor McDavids, Leon Draisaitl, Darnell Nurse, these guys have kind of grown up together. Their game's gone to another level. Their leadership has gone to another level. And I think the rest of the league is seeing that now, too. And we're able to attract free agents that maybe a few years ago we wouldn't have been able to. They would have seen the hope in some of our players, but they wouldn't have had the belief yet. I think now there's that belief in our group around the league. And that's why you're seeing us be able to attract some free agents that have made a great impact on our team and will continue to do so.
And for you, there has been opportunities elsewhere, and you elected to stay here.
You know what? Edmonton's been great to me. They gave me an opportunity to work in the American League and the National Hockey League. It's a wonderful organization. I've been treated very well here, and I think we've got a great opportunity to win, and that's worth a lot to me for sure. That's the goal.
There you go. That's Bob in conversation with Oilers assistant general manager Bill Scott. We'll step out here on Oilers Now. We'll wrap up the show with This Day in Oilers History and more when we return.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You can text us at 780-496-0063. Steve from Drumheller said, Bob, can you explain to me why the Oilers got rid of Esposito? I thought he was playing good. Luke Esposito was on he's on an American Hockey League deal. He's not even on an NHL contract. He played 4 preseason games. He was competitive, feisty, did a good job on the forecheck. Really, I think, helped himself out. I think he did. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. Bob, is there any truth to the rumor about Toronto making room for cap space for McDavid? This is how one guy, Elliot Friedman, actually joked about this on Friday. Somebody had alleged that he said it on his podcast. He never said that on his podcast, but that's how Twitter works today. A guy sits there and... I heard this on this show, or this guy say it, it's got to be, and of course it wasn't proven ultimately to be true. I'd say Toronto's got, their own focus, and that's getting Austin Matthews signed long-term. It's a reigning Hart Trophy winner. They got long-term deals done on Marner and Tavares and Nylander. They got to get their best player, Austin Matthews, signed long-term. Bob, why do the Twitter folks who defend Puljujarvi's play go off about Virtanen? It's outrageous. Why can't people admit both of them have been below average? I would argue Jake Virtanen's game last night was just as good as any game Puljujarvi has played in the preseason. These political texts are as hilarious. Not sure how you keep it together on air. Well, If you focus strictly on the hockey, Virtanen has been, frankly, not really impactful. I would say that Puljujärvi's had one good game out of three. Virtanen's had good moments, but it's looked like a player that hasn't played at an NHL level for the last year plus. Again, you can text. And at this stage of the game, I think it might be more likely that Jason Demers gets a contract offer from the Oilers than Jake Virtanen, just because of organizational need. The Oilers, Slater Cuckoo, not available. He's taken a leave, a personal leave at this time. Vincent Desharnais is an injured right shot defenseman. We'll take it for word. Bob, I would package Broberg, Puljujärvi, and a pick for Chychrun. I don't think Arizona would do that myself, for what it's worth. Bob, can you give us an update on Klefbom from Dry 99? No chance. What's the chances? Two guys in a row texting on Klefbom back to back. Larry from St. Paul as well. Yeah, Oscar Klefbom, I would suggest, looks like his NHL career is over. Spends the last 3 years of a 7-year deal on an LTIR. Tough break for the Oilers, just when he was getting pretty good. To this day in Oilers history, and it sucked. This is a bad day in Oilers history. However, we did end up getting a pretty good person out of this. Just, it was a rough day if you're an Oilers fan. It is for New West Travel again this January. Join Oilers now on a 3-night road trip to Las Vegas to see the Oilers play the Golden Knights. Call New West Travel or visit newwesttravel.com. On this date back in 1991, what happened, Brendan Escott? It broke my heart.
Yeah, the Oilers traded Captain Mark Messier to the New York Rangers for Bernie Pumpernickels, Stephen Rice, and our regular Thursday contributor, then 20-year-old Louis DeBrusque. Nickels scored 85 points in 95 games over two seasons in Edmonton before the team flipped him to New Jersey for Zdeno Seager and Kevin Todd in 1993. DeBrusque registered 797 penalty minutes in Oilers colors over six seasons.
Traded Messier. That was heartbreaking for me. I mean, Gretzky, it was shocking at the time, the Wayne Gretzky sale, and really this was the Mark Messier sale as well, because Peter Pocklington got a bunch of cash in the deal as well. Oh, it hurt. I loved him. You know, they hate him in Vancouver. They just hate Messier. And I always say that maybe that says more about Vancouver than it does about Mark Messier. I'm just kidding. I know he didn't kill it as a member of the Vancouver Canucks. Reed Wilkins says, inside Sports Night, what's he got shaking?
I know for a fact at 7:30 you've got the Elks this week. Morley Scott chatting with CJOB's Derek Taylor ahead of this Elks and Blue Bombers matchup on Saturday. Otherwise, looks like a fluid show.
All right, tomorrow Cam and Brendan are hosting. One of their guests will be Sportsnet's Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec. Special thanks to Frank Saravalli, Bill Scott, the Edmonton Oilers assistant general manager, and all of you for participating, all of you, in the phone-in segment on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline and on the text line, on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Ray LaHue, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, then the 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jaylen Nye. Off to Leavitt for Anakin. Hope it's going to go well. So long, everybody, from Oilers Now. So come on, come on.